There are three root causes as to how the body gets sick in the first place. Everything was a minefield. Everything is confusing. Everything is a little bit overwhelming. And the whole thing's a little bit of a muddle. If you are asking yourself, why me? Why this? Why now? I'm going to attempt within this system to answer those questions. Welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And do please like, follow, subscribe, share with your friends, tell everyone all about this podcast because it's quite an exciting day for the podcast. Now, we've been going now for over a year. We've done well over 100 episodes and we were having a little bit of a rethink. After this year, I basically set myself down to try and draw together all of the strands of everything that I've known, that I've taught, that I've experienced, that I've helped people with, and create a kind of system to owning your health rather than just kind of lots of really interesting stuff, which perhaps the podcast up to now has been many, many really fascinating, if I say so myself, episodes, which I think are of great interest to everyone. I have spent the last 6 months basically creating my complete system of health. And that's what this is. I wanted to create a system of health, which was the system that I wish that I'd had when I started out, when I've had serious life issues come and hit me and you ask these three questions, which is what I've learned has come up over and over again, which is why me, why this, why now? Okay, these are the questions we ask when we get sick. Those are the questions that I asked when I got sick. And I didn't really find the answers easy to find. I found that in the Western healthcare system, there is a system. And the system is loosely as follows. Certainly when I was growing up, that you would carry on and just live your life, you would maybe get a low-level issue, maybe a bad night's sleep or some period pain or a headache or a twitchy eye or a sore shoulder or just general sort of aches and pains, most of which would be treated by going to the chemist and getting something over the counter and taking that, and that normally did the job. If it didn't, you'd go to your GP, and at that point, you'd be under your GP health and the GP would normally prescribe something, and if that didn't work, you'd end up at a consultant. But there was a system. Whether you like the system or not is up to you, but that was a system that was there. And that's the system that is still there. Now, if you chose for whatever reason to either support that system with something alternative or to come out of that system altogether because you didn't feel that it sorted you out at all, then you were in what I kind of called this kind of smorgasbord of alternative health. And it was a bit of this and a bit of that. And have you tried acupuncture? And have you tried herbs? And have you tried homeopathy? And have you tried Wim Hof? And have you done all these different things? And what I found once at this point I was in the clinic situation helping patients was that normally what people had said to me, having given me a big long list of all their problems, was slightly desperate going, I've tried everything. And my friend said, why don't you try acupuncture? At which point they would look at you as if to say, so now your job is to fix this massive great list of problems that I've got because I've tried everything else and I don't really know else what to do. Or the other thing that people would say to me is, oh, yeah, I tried acupuncture, but it didn't work. Okay, now there's another issue because you're thinking, well, acupuncture does work, but how often were you having acupuncture? Who is the practitioner? Was the practitioner even qualified? Because often they're not. Which system of acupuncture were they qualified in? So everything was a minefield. Everything is confusing. Everything is a little bit overwhelming. And it's very difficult for us as the patient to sort of sit there and know what we're supposed to do, when we're supposed to do it, how often we're supposed to do it, which bits are safe to do, does our GP actually understand what we're talking about when we're suggesting that can we do it? And the whole thing's a little bit of a muddle. So what I wanted to do was sit down and create a system, my system that I'm calling Own Your Health. So it's called Own Your Health, the system. Okay, it's a bit like Mamma Mia, the show. Own Your Health, the system. Now, the system is going to be launched to you via this podcast because this podcast is a brilliant means for me to be able to talk uninterrupted for quite a long time to an audience who basically, as far as I can tell from the comments, love all the content and want to know more. Eventually, this system is going to come as a book, which will be coming after probably around 30 episodes of this podcast, give or take. The book is basically finished. It's just books take time to come up. So there will be the Own Your Health, the book, Own Your Health, the system. And there might even be, because we haven't yet created it yet, Own Your Health, the online something or other, whereby somehow or other, you're going to be doing something interactive with us and we'll help you that way too. But for now, we're launching Own Your Health, the system via the podcast. And today is the launch. So how does the system work? Well, the idea of the system is to tidy up the muddle. Okay. The idea of the system is also to not deflect away from the existing system of wealth, Western healthcare that we already have, okay, which is in its place and it works and it is what you need to do when you get sick. This is not an alternative for Western health consultancy or practice or anything else. Everything always has to be done in conjunction with your Western healthcare advisor, okay, and that is key. The other thing about this system is I'm striving as best I can to incorporate all the other systems at the same time. I'm not trying to replace the Ayurvedic system or replace the Chinese healthcare system or replace any of the other brilliant systems that are out there. But what I wanted to do was just kind of go up high with a bird's eye view and go, if you are asking yourself these three questions, why me, why this, why now, I'm going to attempt within this system to answer those questions. Now, all good things tend to come in threes. So the first aspect of the system is to answer those three questions. Why me? Why this? Why now? Now, therefore, the answer comes in a three-part answer, okay? Because you're asking me three different questions. So the answers to these questions are basically that there are three root causes to how you get sick. Now, obviously, this system is going to be rooted in ancient Chinese medicine because that is what I have an experience in practicing. It's what I'm qualified in. And it's what I know from personal experience and also from supporting thousands of people with this system at the same time is a system which absolutely works. But the difference between me offering you this and, say, the Grand Master Mantak Chia and like is that what I'm looking to do here is to give you the modern Western woman's take on the system, therefore to be applied by the modern Western woman herself. Because I have lived through that vignette. That has been my personal story as I've been incarnated into this world. So I'm able to layer into this system not only to draw all of the knowledge and experience that I've gained through studying it and practicing it and healing people with it, but also my own life story from suffering myself through life and learning how to apply it in the modern way. So the idea is that we're looking to apply this in a modern, practical, action-based system. So what we're doing here is we are going to cut through the wellness confusion that's out there. We're going to empower you with simple techniques that you can do either for free or for cheap. You can do them effortlessly. You can take back control of your health with clarity, confidence, and ease. And that is the point of this system. So how does the system work? Well, it's actually quite simple. We're going to answer those three questions. And with those three questions, the first thing I'm going to do is just explain some really simple baselines of health that you need to understand in order to look after yourself properly. And these are things that I've learned over the years. People just don't know. I don't know why they don't know it, but we don't. Well, actually, that's not true. I do know why we don't know it. And I talk about that in the system as well. One of the reasons we don't know this stuff is simply through history. And the beginning of this process, one of the episodes we're going to come up shortly with, is just a bit of a Big Bang Theory-esque introduction, potted history of what on earth happened in the last few thousand years to end up with the fact that we don't actually seem to be basically aware of the fundamentals as to how our bodies get sick, how our bodies stay well, and the actions that we need to take in order to look after ourselves effectively. That somehow or other, over the midst of time between modernization, between witch hunts, between colonization, and between the information age that we're in with saturation that's going on right now, somehow or other that suddenly got a little bit confused along the way. The first thing that we need to understand about how to own our health is that there are three root causes as to how the body gets sick in the first place. The first is stagnation. In Chinese medicine, we have thousands and thousands of proverbs, but the one that I use probably more than any of the others is stagnation is death. Okay, now that in the modern day capacity sounds a little bit far-fetched, although there's reasons for saying that. Now, the thing is that for the body to stay healthy, the body needs to have its circulatory system moving smoothly. If it doesn't, you will start to notice things aren't feeling right. You will start to get aches, you will start to get pains, you'll start to get low mood, you'll start to get things feeling tight, you'll start to things sort of muzzy haired, things feeling a bit weak and limp. And basically, it's because the circulation isn't moving smoothly around the body. That is the first root cause as to what happens. The simplest explanation of that is if you've been binge watching a box set, which isn't very good for you, although we all do it at times, you will often feel sluggish. when you come off the sofa because you've not moved your body. You've been sat down for too long and consequently things start to build up in the body because the circulation is moved not just by the beating of your heart, but it's also moved by the contraction of your muscles. So regular movement throughout the course of the day and enables everything to move smoothly. Therefore, modern living, which tends to require us to sit still for long lengths of time, is immediately creating havoc with our body's key fundamental way of staying healthy. Now, the next thing is, having established that circulation is the root cause of the body getting sick in the first place, the next aspect is what I call purge and nourish. Now, purge and nourish is very much, if imagining your body is like a giant, great recycling plant. Okay, what's happening is the top half is things are coming in, and in the bottom half, things are going out, by and large. So what that means is that the body needs to excrete regularly and bring new things in. In the fastest possible terminology, that's your breath, which is happening 30 to 35,000 times a day. That decision is being made by the lungs. What comes in, what gets to stay, what goes straight back out again. Okay, that then happens with drink. It then happens with food. It then also happens with things that you're ingesting through other aspects of your body, things that you're hearing, things that you're looking at. Now, that has become unprecedented in this day and age, because in the olden days, you might have read the newspaper perhaps once a day if you were lucky. And that was assuming you knew how to read in the first place. And you were not really listening to much more than perhaps gossip or people talking to you or people telling stories and things that you may have read in the paper if you were able to read at all, or things that you'd read in correspondence that morning. I always say to clients, think of Downton Abbey, look at the pace of things and that were going on there. Even the people in the upstairs were only really responding to things at the beginning of the series, which were coming in via the written word. Now, compare that to where we are now over 100 years later, where we are absolutely bombarded via our ears and via our eyes with sounds and voices and news and Instagram and social media, all bombarding us at a rate of knots with inevitably somebody that is doing something not good for us, because there's bad news flying around all over the place, and or someone that's doing something better than us. All of that has an impact into the body, which starts to build up, and it allows the body to get overwhelmed. Second cause of illness. And then finally, the last cause of illness is that we need to have strong organs. Now, this is something that people don't really know anything about, because one of the things is that in Chinese medicine, every aspect of your health is boiled down to one or more of the five key organs needing to do something. They're like the political cabinet of government. Okay, so the heart is like the prime minister commanding everything. And then the other organs of the body have got responsibilities, like the Home Office, like security, like the healthcare system, like education. So each of these organs has a huge responsibility well beyond the remit of what Western healthcare has given them. So in our medicine, everything ultimately is going to boil down to the health of those five organs. And because we don't appreciate that in our system, in our existing system of healthcare, it means that we don't necessarily look after our organs as much as we are supposed to, because we didn't realize we needed to. And what happens is, over the course of time, those organs will weaken because they're not being cared for properly. And consequently, we will start to feel the symptoms as well. So ultimately, what has to happen to own our health, very simply, is A, understand that there are these three things that you need to know. So A, understand that you need to know that. B, know it, well, I've just told you, and then C, do some simple things to sort that out. And that's when things start to get very easy, because it's like, oh, okay, so all I've got to do is make sure I move my circulation, make sure I'm facilitating my body releasing things out that it no longer needs and giving it good stuff coming in, like good fresh air, nice healthy food, nice beverages, not loads of toxicity all the time. Careful what I'm looking at, careful what I'm listening to, careful, you know, the three wise monkeys, what you see, what you hear, what you say, the three wise monkeys, another Chinese thing, you know, take care with those things, and also make sure I'm looking after my key organs. Okay, well, it's not that difficult. Easy once you know how. And that is what this system of healthcare is based on. So there's your first thing. Okay, the three root causes as to why you get sick in the first place. Okay, the second of the three things is your body is ultimately this incredible symphony and synthesis, okay, of a pyramid of health. It's just, imagine a pyramid, and at the baseline of the pyramid is your physical body, the middle of the pyramid is your emotional body, and the top of the pyramid is your spiritual body. And your body is all three things. We're not just the physical body. We're not just what we feel. We are also our spiritual aspects to who we are, our higher selves, our higher embodiment of our soul. Now, these three things work in this incredible symphony orchestra. So it's held like a pyramid, but imagine a symphony orchestra playing this incredible symphony all at the same time, whereas everything is happening at once. And yet when you listen to music, that's entirely possible. If anyone's ever watched Amadeus, which most of us in my generation have, there's this bit where Mozart himself is saying that, going, only in opera can you have six different people on stage all singing something completely different at the same time with a full orchestra going on, and yet musically it all sounds harmonious and perfect. And it does. And that's what a healthy body feels like as well. So all we have to do is know that we have these three component parts and we need to pay attention to all three of them simultaneously. And again, this Own Your Health system will indeed enable that to take place in the same exercises that we will be teaching you for the first part of the system. So it all is really easy. Now, then the final thing are the three actions that you need to take. Okay. Now, in order to make this simple, we need to do something about it. Now that we've understood how our body actually manages itself, now we've understood how our body actually is, the last part of the question is, all right, well then what do I do about it in its simplest possible way? And I've also distilled that down into three simple parts: alignment, prevention, and treatment. Now, what does that mean? Well, alignment, first of all. Alignment is the bit that I would like to challenge that most of us didn't even know we needed to do. We are in our modern day society, as a result of my Big Bang Theory introduction, which will come in a future episode, is to kind of what's happened over the last few thousand years to end up where we are right now, is there's loads of amazing things that have happened in the last few thousand years. I am, as a woman of the Western world, privileged enough to be sitting here with the rights to my opinion, my education, my voice, as a result of things that have happened over the last couple of thousand years with this amazing technology that's brought this interesting stuff into your home. That's all the good stuff. But there was some kind of not so great good stuff that happened along the way as well. And one of the not so great good stuff that happened along the way was, as a modern society, we have now completely and utterly forgotten how to align ourselves into the world within which we've incarnated, the world from which mankind has evolved. Because before all this modernization took place, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing, I'm just saying we need to be aware of some of the things that slightly went out with the bathwater along the way. We no longer align ourselves to what we call in Chinese medicine the 24 seasonal nodes. Did you even know there were 24 seasonal nodes? Even if we park the 24 seasonal nodes, and we'll come to those in a future episode, as I've said, there's going to be 30 episodes at least covering every single thing I'm talking to you about right now in depth, okay? But even if we forget the seasonal nodes, let's just talk about the seasons. I mean, I live this life and I observe throughout the seasons people wearing totally inappropriate clothes in winter, the wrong shoes, exposing their lower midriff. I've witnessed people overexpose themselves to the sun in the summer, eating the wrong foods, drinking the wrong drinks, saying the wrong things, going to sleep at the wrong time, practicing having parties before Christmas, going to bed too late in the wintertime. I mean, these are just some really, really basic things, having ice in their drinks. That's not even seasonal node stuff. That's just seasonal stuff. So we are already alienated and misaligned from the seasons. Then there's all the stuff that goes on in the sky above. Then there's the amazing dance of the planets and the solar system that's above us. The moon, the movements of the moon, the eclipses of the moon, the solar eclipses, the lunar eclipses, the relationship between the planets and Earth, the energies of the day. We are misaligned from this. Before, we used to pay attention to this because our bodies need to. And the fact that it's very difficult as we live in urban situations to even see what's going on in the world above or even notice what's going on in nature. I'm lucky enough to have been brought up in London, which I love. I then moved to the countryside and now I've moved back to London. And what I've observed in that little story, because I'm a DFL apparently, which is a down from London. So up I go at the weekends, not every weekend, but regularly. I was there this weekend. The difference in my observation of seasonal activity, because I could see the blackberries, I could see the elderberries, I could see the apple trees in full bore, coming back into London where everything feels a little bit more homogenised because it's more built up. And most of us live in urban situations, which means we're just misaligned from what's going on. And the thing about our alignment is, if we're not aligned, it's very difficult for us to hear the whispers of our body, because our bodies need to be aligned whether we like it or not. And if we're not aligned, we will start to feel a subtle shift in our health. Now, the thing about that moment is that it's quite easy to ignore it. in the busy world that we live in, it's very easy to shut it down and go, ah, it's nothing, I'll be all right. Or to take an over-the-counter medication to just offset it. Now, that then takes us to the next part of this triage, which is prevention. Now, prevention, where anyone listening to this podcast is very familiar with prevention. I expect you've come into this podcast because you're interested in prevention and you want to think about ways that you can support your health, either to prevent you needing to see the doctor at all because it's too low level to bother them, or in conjunction with whatever your doctor has recommended to you, what can I do at the same time to support myself at home? For which I would be fully expecting your doctor to say, I can't see that that would do any harm. And that is exactly what I want your doctor to say. And if they're not saying it, you shouldn't be doing it. Okay. Now, prevention is very much the kind of things that we're familiar with. Prevention is taking supplements. Prevention is doing a lot of the tools and the techniques which I recommend to you, like things like body tapping, body gua sha, yoga, Pilates, walking, stretching, breathing exercises, these kinds of things. This is when the body is talking to you. Alignment is when the body is whispering, and prevention will inevitably come up if you're not aligned. Because what will happen with this lack of alignment is that prevention will come in because the body will start popping up with a low-level sign and symptom, which you're looking to address yourself because it's very, very low level. Okay, so that is where the prevention bit sits. Now, then we've got the final part. Now, treatment is where the body starts to shout. At this point, we're not aligned. We haven't done the right level or perhaps enough of the preventative measures that were needed to offset the fact that the body is not balancing correctly, that what we're giving out, what our daily life is asking us to give in terms of our children or our aging parents or our partners or our jobs, or we've got a weak constitution or all of the above, versus what we're bringing in via food, drink, breath, stretching, relaxation techniques, Yangsheng advice, which is alignment, okay, isn't balancing. And then what happens is as that balance starts, it's like this. So for those who are just on audio, I'm just showing my hands bobbing up and down next to each other, which is like a little scale of justice. OK, so what happens with low level prevention is that you can just simply balance it off and it sits at its pivot point. What then happens when we get to treatment is that that balance doesn't get addressed. The difference is too great. So we're still looking at one hand is higher than the other, that we've not reached that balancing point. So what happens at that point? At that point, we are absolutely going to the doctor, 100%. You should be absolutely, the minute those symptoms aren't managing themselves by some simple remedies, you need to seek advice. You need to have treatment. So the first obvious treatment is to go to your GP and get that advice from your registered GP who's local to you. But at the same time, this is when the alternative healthcare practices start to come in, and we may start thinking about what alternatives we can do alongside whatever the GP is recommending. And that is when we start parting with cash. Because buying some supplements and perhaps using a tincture in your water or getting a water filter or going to bed earlier, this is a low level investment. It's an acceptable investment if it does or doesn't work. You can give it a couple of weeks just to see, unless there's a red flag. But the minute you're going to your doctor and the minute you're thinking, I'm going to try acupuncture, I'm going to try homeopathy, I'm going to go and have a massage, I'm going to go to a health spa for the day, you're making a big investment of capital into your health. So you need to make sure that what you're doing is the correct treatment. It is approved by your doctor. It is also the correct treatment for what it is that you should be doing, with the correct practitioner who's the right person for what your needs are, and at the correct frequency, because otherwise you could be wasting your money. So that's really where the treatment aspect comes in, because by this point, the body's shouting. By this point, you really need to pay attention. And at this point, you need to be spending a bigger investment. And therefore, you need to make sure that that investment is going to give you payback. Otherwise, what happens is you get fatigued with it. You end up in my clinic going, I've tried everything and I'm now a bit despondent because I thought that I was going to sort it out because I spent all this money on doing X, Y, and Z, and yet it still hasn't worked. And the thing is, once you start paying for treatment, it is really important to also make sure alongside that you are addressing your alignment and also your preventative measures at the same time. And everything has to work together. So they are the way that we are going to teach you this system. So to recap, the system is basically a modern way to understand how to own your health and to allow yourself to have the best possible health that you can possibly have. It works within the system of Western healthcare that's already there. You can only use the things that I'm telling you as long as your GP has said it's safe to do so. And we're looking to incorporate as much of what the alternative healthcare market is offering to make it simple. In order to make it simple, all you have to do is understand why you're sick, what you need to do about it, and how do you fit that into your busy life. And the way that we do that is to A, understand what the root causes of illness are, which is basically how the body stays healthy. We then need to understand that there's a pyramid of health to the body. And finally, we need to understand that all you need to do is align, prevent, and treat. And once you're doing that, everything will start to make sense. So that's the introduction to the Own Your Health, the system of healthcare. In order to keep this simple for you, what we're going to do with each episode is just go through the journey one by one. We're going to support it with all the social media. We support it with our lovely Facebook group, which is called The Health Club. So do pop over there, because it's a really brilliant group of people who are all as committed into this process as I hope you will be too. We also send out emails each week, and you can always send in a direct message via here, which is via the Own Your Health, or via any of the posts or any of the stories that we put up at the same time. So that is really the introduction to what this now is. Own Your Health is now a system of healthcare that I have created because I wish that this was the system that had been in place when I started my journey. If I'd have known then what I'm now offering you as a system, my health journey would have been very, very different. But I'm glad my health journey has led me to this point, because it will help me help you. So thank you for joining me for today's episode. The system, as I've said, three sets of three. That's what you need to know, which is going to answer the three key questions that you ask when you get sick. Why me? Why this? Why now? So welcome to Own Your Health, and I look forward to going on this journey together.